dipshit Rodriguez gypsy dildo punks!
I'll get your ass!
Wow, that was intense.
Repo man's always intense.
Come on, let's go get a drink.
Gee, bud, you never told me it was gonna be like this, man. Cops and robbers.
Society made me what I am.
That's bullshit. You're a white suburban punk, just like me.
De noche les habla con bote, les hablan sus manos, noche tras noche, noche tras noche, durmiendo con Carlos, cuatro nocharros, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con Gustavo, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con Gustavo. Camina por calles, buscando sin luz el lugar de su cruz, de su cruz, de su cruz, soñando con carros, patos, no charros, la cruz en sus brazos, por vida con sapo, la cruz en sus brazos, por vida con sapo.
DS106 Radio. This is Jim Groom coming to you live on DS106 Radio for the DS106 Radio Summer Camp. This is the final day of camp, campers. So be sure to pack up those bags, say your goodbyes, and get on that yellow bus back to work, back to responsibility. Back to all those things you tried to escape for the last 5 days. They are over. Your free ride hippie is over. It's time to get back to life. Back to reality. Back to the here and the now. Oh yeah. Anyway, that was The Plugs. Off of the actual Repo Man soundtrack album. That was El Clavo y la Cruz. And The Plugs are an amazing Latino punk band that came up with the LA scene in the late 70s, early 80s. And they have several songs on the soundtrack. They're amazing. And then we started off with some clips from that cult classic Repo Man. Namely the one where... Harry Dean Stanton, the great late Harry Dean Stanton, says some choice words to the Rodriguez brothers. who are dueling repo men, the Rodriguez brothers. And that's Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton talking about the life of a reclaimer. I'm sorry, of a repo man is always intense. And sure, that is the case. In fact, what has been more intense than the last week of DS 106 Radio? I'm not sure. I don't remember the radio this on fire in the 12 or 13 year history of this radio. So again, I want to start my show by giving a major kudos and shout out to Marin Deepwell for putting this all together and making this magic possible. And also for all the cool kind of integrations and seamless tech that has kind of framed it, which I think Taylor Jaden had a lot to do with alongside Marin. So they make an amazing team. This has been an amazing week. So be sure, all you glisteners out there, to give Marin and Taylor a much deserved shout out and thank you. How about that? I'm getting my radio legs. I will get them. Anyway, I'm going to treat this session much like I've treated the other sessions. And I think it's kind of worked, although some people have complained about my levels. But I am not taking complaints. It's Friday, so I will not take your... The complaint office is closed. It's Friday. So I don't know if you knew that, but I do. And I'm just saying, it's closed. I will not take your complaints. Thank you very much for listening. Yes. Thank you all you for listening. I do want to actually say that honestly. I appreciate folks coming out throughout the day. And not only listening, but on the Discord, providing all sorts of support and good cheer. We've had so many good sessions. I am actually going to detail some of them from yesterday for the first part of the show and then prepare for what's coming today to close out the DS 106 Radio Summer Camp, which has been a blast. And I was talking with Meredith and Justin on one of our calls. Big shout out to Justin, who has been listening, and thank you, that I came off of a two-week trip in the U.S., work trip, back to the summer camp, and I started in, and, you know, I've been pretty much locked in the whole time, and, you know, Antonella, my special lady friend, was like, are you kidding me? Like, really? Yeah. So, don't say I don't give it all for you people. Don't say I don't go above and beyond for you people. I've done it all. As a counselor, I've given it all. What else can I do? But let's talk about those who have given it all yesterday in particular. So, I started the day with an exceptional show, I might add. That was really talking about a tribute album of Repo Man and connecting that with shows we had seen the day before and prepping for what was to come on the fourth day of the summer camp. Now that it's the fifth day of the summer camp, it behooves me to reflect on yesterday and get ready for today. So one of the things that started after my opening session, or the session that came after my opening session, was 100 years of EdTech and vinyl. No, I'm sorry, 29 years of EdTech and vinyl with Martin Weller and Marin Deepwell. They made an amazing, and they do make amazing combo. And Martin makes tenuous links between 25 years of EdTech, now up to 30. And I've added another 70 years because I think he'll be riding this pony until there is 100 years of EdTech. So you can see all of the sessions that happened yesterday at the link I just shared in the Discord. And for those of you who don't have access to the Discord, don't worry. It's a very easy URL. Let me do that again. Podcasts.reclaimed.com. tech slash, wait, it's even more complicated. No, hold on. Wait a second. I don't know when to give you that one, do I? That one's even crazier. Hold on. Just go there. Podcast.reclaimed.tech and you'll find it. That's where all of the sessions that have happened so far that have been recorded will be. And so I'm going there myself on the internet. And I'm going to play a small clip from Martin and Marin's show yesterday. So you can hear the magic. All right. Let me do this. You hear me clicking? I am clicking. Yes. Clicking. Here we go.
Like, and everyone was exploring new ways of teaching. And then that, and it sort of really came home when the pandemic hit. That what are we going to do for online teaching? I know, face-to-face lectures. It's like, that was it. That was our online pedagogy. So anyway, but on the whole steady, I love the whole steady. They're kind of a bit of a frat boy band. He has a lot of these repeating characters through his albums. There's this vague theory I've heard somewhere that a great artist, a great band, have five consecutive great albums, and the whole steady had four great ones, and then their fifth one wasn't quite up there, so they didn't quite reach.
Okay.
And it's quite a tricky benchmark to me, because even like someone like Barry, like being consecutive, it's like often they might have one dip one or something.
Okay, well, be careful, because Dave or Bonnie may be listening, and you know, you need to be careful what you say when it comes to Bowie.
Yeah, of course. I think Barry did manage it in the 70s, but like, it's actually quite difficult. Even great artists sort of have a dip album, so yeah, cool. So,
there's some chat on Discord about the National, and we had a lot of fun earlier this this week on the radio camp with Daniel.
So you get a little sense of the banter between Martin and Marin, which is great. And then you get a theory, as you're always going to get from Martin, about five consecutive albums is what great albums is what truly makes a great artist, which to me seems like a ridiculously difficult benchmark. And I'm trying to think of bands that I think Unwound is up there for me. They had five great albums in a row. Although some people will argue against Challenge for a Civilized Society. Although I think that's a great album. So anyway, but I'm biased. But that's a really high bar. But anyway, if you want to hear The Hold Steady, The National, and more, listen to that show. That was 29 years of EdTech in vinyl. Great show. Started us off with the shows, and it really just keeps going from there. The next session, after Martin's and Marin's, was another session that was kind of quarterbacked by Marin with Kerry Pinney. And this one was about reclaiming our socials. It is a topic that is near and dear to the folks at Reclaim Hosting. We've been doing a lot to kind of use tools like Ghost, open source tools that also do federation. We set up a couple of Mastodon servers. We have a PeerTube instance where we push all of our videos from YouTube to PeerTube, so we own them. And that's just some of the work we've been doing to kind of quote-unquote reclaim our socials. Marin and Taylor did a presentation about this last year, and I think we'll have more. We'll have one at Open Ed in I think it's October or November in Providence this year. So it's a theme like Kerry that we're very, very interested in. So Kerry talks about this. Actually, Taylor, Marin, myself, and Kerry did a This Mastodon Will Explode experiment with Mastodon for alt. And that was a lot of fun. So let's listen to Kerry talk about some of their work.
We can come on to the wider social media landscape at some point, but certainly those sessions really helped me to understand, you know, what, as somebody who just wanted to be in a space and join a community, how that worked, and the concept of, you know, different servers and where you lived and how that impacted how you connected with other people was just super useful, you know, for me And I think a lot of the people who joined in found it really useful because it gave them that early understanding of something that can seem quite complex from the outside if you're not used to this idea of federation and servers and things like that. I think it was really helpful and a really useful experiment, you know, and just a yeah. real benefit for our members at the time to have somewhere to play.
I remember, like, one of the things that I found was fascinating was to kind of look at, you know, the question of around moderation, like, because obviously that's part of the federation kind of federated model, is that if you're on a server, you have to kind of have server rules and what's kind of acceptable and what's not. And I think, you know, ALT is obviously a large national organization with thousands of members. And I think one of the things we wanted to explore is, you know, how much money and how much resource and manpower or people power would it take to, you know, monitor something like that to keep it a safe space? And, you know, we very quickly realized that, like, being the arbiters of what would be okay to post on a particular platform seemed like such a minefield, particularly, you know, for like a membership body. And I think I found that piece of it really interesting. Like, we didn't encounter any issues actually with the experiment. Everybody played, you know, beautifully with each other in this temporary space. But I could kind of see, you know, if you had a completely open network that people could just sign up to, which is...
I don't want to give it all away. So I will encourage you to go listen to Marin and Kerry wax poetic about federation, moderation, and, you know, really questions around whether an organization like ALT, which is a large community-based ed tech organization in the UK, whether they should run their own Mastodon instance or not. And yeah, I can imagine, as Marin was saying, there is a certain amount of minefield involved in telling people who can and can't join, what people can and can't say, especially when it's professional. We run a DS-106 server and a Mastodon server and a Reclaim hosting Mastodon server, but the DS-106 community is the best community, so everybody steps up, everybody moderates. People like Darcy Norman and Marie Scott, Tim Owens, you know, they're all for lifers. And so it's been very easy, Todd Conway, it's been very easy to manage that. But it's also very small. What do we have, 40 people on the server? I mean, it's not a very big server. Whereas, you know, you deal with 3,000 people with potentially 3,000 agendas, and it ain't easy. So also it's professional and people pay dues and there's all that. No one pays for the DS-106 server except for Reclaim. So there is a whole bunch of questions that I think that this Mastodon will explode session and experiment really highlighted for us when we were exploring Mastodon. And that session, Reclaiming Our Socials with Kerry Pinney, really does an excellent job of getting into the weeds and looking at the implications of reclaiming your socials, both as an individual, but also as an organization. So great session, yet another great session from DS-106 summer camp, because that's how we do on the summer camp. But hey, before we go any further and look about this day, let's turn to the Reverend's Telethon on DS-106 Radio. For life.
The Lord has told me personally, yea, for I walk with the Lord. Amen. He said, Larry, you and your flock shall see the promised land, but only if you first destroy the twin evils of godless communism abroad and liberal humanism at home.
Oh, hello, mother, hello, father.
Hallelujah. Smash them
anything
down.
Anything to eat?
Now, my friends, occasionally we get a letter from a viewer that says, now, the only reason Reverend Larry comes on your television set is because he wants your money. And you know what? They're right. I do want your money because God wants your money. So I want you to go out and mortgage that home and sell that car and send me your money. You don't need that car. Send
Put it on a plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
Couldn't enjoy it anymore, Mom. This is swell. Dad? Hey, Dad.
What is it, son?
Do you remember what you once told me a long time ago? Well, not too long ago. But that you told me that you'd give me $1,000 to go to Europe if I finished school. Well, you know something? You were right about finishing school. That's what I'd like to do. But I want to know if I can have the money first. Like now. You know, I really love you, Dad. I've always loved you. You too, Mom. What do you say?
I don't have it anymore.
What?
Your father gave all our extra money to the Reverend's telethon, Otto. We're sending Bibles to El Salvador.
From the left and a shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight.
Push the president in his wife. We'll hold them for ransom or take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is most cigars. Anyone he does not like.
He shoots or puts behind bars.
Coup d'état! Coup d'état! Go!
DS106 Radio, that was the Circle Jerks with Coup d'état. And a little clip from Repo Man. So this is a actual Repo Man soundtrack show. Whereas yesterday I did the tribute, songs from the tribute, today I'm bringing in some of the actual songs from the 1984 classic cult film Repo Man. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. And it's funny, the songs off this soundtrack seem more relevant today than they did even in 1984, right? Coup d'etat. Give me a bomb! A Molotov. DS106 Radio. So we are looking at some of the sessions from yesterday's opening of summer camp. Not opening, day four of summer camp. Today is the last day of summer camp, day five. The opening of summer camp seems like a lifetime ago. And I hope you all, as a result of this summer camp, have grown in some way, have shared something, have taken something away from this experience. Because that's why we do it, right? We want you to grow as an individual. And we also want you to see yourself as part of a team. Team DS106 Radio. And I think one of the coolest things I've seen last night in particular, but in general, is people coming together around sessions and obviously having fun. But new DJs on the radio being born. For example, Noreen has taken over a set that unfortunately I've missed because it was a late night for me here in Italy. But she has done at least two radio sets. And one of the things, and unintentional, I think, but or maybe intentional on Marin's part, because she's really the mastermind here. But I think that the thing that I've struck by is, you know, how cool it is to have the radio going regularly like this. You know, after the set by Kerry Penny, Jason put on a two-hour funk and very kind of jam focused set. That was amazing. And he was doing that while I was working. And we do have a tradition of playing some radio while we're doing our work at Reclaim, but it's not as regular and steady as this week has been. And it's always been a dream, I think, for many people, but I am one of them, to see the radio actually take off, right? Like to see people like get slots, do regular shows, and it become a thing. But the difficulty there is, at what point does it become a job? And then you know, you begin to resent it. So I always liked, like, I loved that to happen, but I was always like, you know, I don't want to be running a radio station telling people what to do. Many people don't. But it's cool for a week to live that dream. I'll say that much. Very cool. Anyway, we didn't end, though, with Kerry Penny. The day was just getting started. I talked about Jason Teitelman, who's a ridiculously talented support agent at Reclaim, and we hired him not even a year ago. And he has just proved to be an amazing fit into our community. Great person, great support agent. If you do put in a ticket and you hear from Jason, you'll realize so quickly how good and attentive and personable he is. Just really amazing find for Reclaim. He did an amazing radio, and he, you know, came in as Marin was starting. So he almost thinks like the radio is a regular thing at Reclaim, because one of the things Marin, when she started with us, made apparent is that she wants more radio. And so Jason was kind of part of the radio generation at Reclaim, which is very cool. So anyway, after Jason's 2 hours of music, we got to hear from Shannon Hauser on Dream Teams and Apollo 13s. And this was a session that Shannon Hauser, Jerry Slezak, and myself did together. And we sorely missed Martha Burtis, who couldn't make it, and talked about our experience what we kind of, you know, nostalgize as a great team, which was the Division of Teaching and Learning Technologies at UMW from around 2004 to about 2015, 16, 17. I mean, it, depending on when you were there, your timelines will change. So that was a fun session. And Shannon was a great host, had a great radio voice, and had done the work on that session to make it really kind of framed well, and questions that I think hit the point of what you would think about when you think about what makes a great team. And I'm going to try and get later on in the session and see. Probably recognize have. I screwed up and I was a jerk, but use that example or opportunity to do something better and then move it. And I don't know, I found like that was a lot of my experience at UMW in general. I never felt like people blame me or sat and kind of pointed fingers.
Scenarios where people are like, something goes wrong, people are like quick to be like, whose fault is this? Like, rather than thinking like, maybe step one is like, okay, how can we figure out how to make this better, right? And not immediately point the fingers and be like, wasn't me. Yeah, I'm out.
I've found that if things go epically bad, it's because nobody said anything. Right? Because you know, if you have a culture that feels like you can share with your teammates safely, you have a safe space, right? That not that what you're saying is personal, but you're looking at the work and you're seeing maybe places where you know, things aren't going as well as they should, or things aren't going in the direction we said we would work, or, you know, those kinds of things. I think that's how you get into places where you have big failures. And it's because you're not checking in along the way, or you don't have others that are willing to, you know, help shine the light on your blind spots, or, you know, help to, you know, maybe readjust things or reconfigure things. You know, I think that's, I think like the big epic fails, I feel like they can be, you know, when we were lucky because we didn't have people from the outside telling us the projects that we should be working on.
That's true.
Super lucky in that, still kind of am. But that, I think part of that is because we were responsible about the projects we decided to do and the way that we.
And that's the great Jerry Slezak waxing poetic about the team. And, you know, Jerry was a really, as was Shannon, I mean, a crucial element to a team is made up of great people, you know, let's face it. And those are two great people on that podcast. Love talking with them. It was a great session, I thought. I enjoyed it. I'm very indulgent when it comes to that stuff, but definitely check it out. I was really thrilled because Shannon has been such a great community member for us with what we've been trying with the Reclaim Ed Tech and the Discord, and having her run this session was special. So anyway, and I've been parts of teams. Like, I think the Reclaim hosting team right now is really as good as it's been. And I said that on that summer camp. I am really thrilled with the team we have. And, you know, bringing in Marin, bringing in Justin. We have a new hire, Cass. We really have been putting the people first and the connections first. And one of the things we do pretty well is communicate. And that's crucial when you're a distributed team. And there was three kind of core values that Shannon brought up was trust, which I think was absolutely right. Shared vision, right? So shared mission, shared vision, which I think we have. And communication. And it was a really good, you know, if you're going to take 3 points away from that session, she really nailed it, I thought, quite well. And then Jerry talked about transparency. And I think eLearning Techie on the forum talked about having complementary skills. So it's pretty good. I really liked it. And great feedback from the community during that, as it's often the case. And then after that session, talking about teams, I was a team member with this next presenter for, I don't know, 8 weeks, maybe less, at University of Richmond. It's where I really got to know Tom Woodward. And it's been a relationship that has lasted since. I am a huge fan. And he did a crazy session. I didn't realize. So Tom was funny because he was joking that he's so dependent on slides and the visual. And so he felt like, you know, he was using the forum as a, what he called a cheat. But I really loved the way he DJ'd his set. And I don't know if I'll find it, but I'm going to try and find it because there's one particular moment that was epic. And I don't know how, what time it comes in, but I'm going to kind of search around for it because I
You're
think it's
Tom
worth
Woodward. Thank you so
about.
Much for
so that's Meredith introducing
the aspects of the model, providing like prompts for it that are preemptive, that
Hold
kind
on.
Of Amelie, I'm pretending, again, unlisted, but Gil Dobrika. Right. So
he played these unknown artists. And so he would use, in talking about AI and some of the, you know, realities around AI and questions there, he would use these crazy songs to make his point. And one of them, which got everybody excited, was the banana song. So let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Bear with me. I think it will be worth it.
There's an outbreak of being clever, stringing all these words together. Do you give footsteps? Is it just me? Is that...
controls and the idea that you might put those controls in the hands of people watching it. But I doubt it could be real. I have a problem with it. You can vote in the Discord.
Okay.
For instance, I'm going to start up the I'm a Banana song by Onishin. On the album The Banana Man, he has no monthly listeners, as far as I can tell. And if you give me enough grief in the in the chat, I will make the banana song stop sooner than the minute 30 seconds it lasts. I'm a banana, I'm a banana, I'm a banana.
One of the highlights of summer camp, right? You know, remember there's that moment in summer camp where, you know, one of the campers makes everybody laugh. That's it. The Banana Man. It was great. And then if you look back in the Discord, people went crazy with their GIFs and images and they loved it. No one voted it down. Tom was vanquished. Oh, no, not vanquished. He was reaffirmed in his choice of making people laugh. And Tom has no problem making people laugh, even, as it turns out, in audio. So that's a great session about AI. Really good compliment to Taylor's session the day before on Dr. Oblivion. Really just another thoughtful, you know, interrogating discussion around AI as an unreliable narrator and what that should mean for us as critical thinkers. Great stuff. No surprise there. Tom Woodward, big fan. And then we end the day of day four. At least we end the official kind of sessions of the day, because after this, Joe Murphy does a DJ set, which is great. And then is followed by another DJ set, like I said earlier, by Noreen. Who knew, right? Like just Radio and Fuego. And I know that Marin is beaming with pride and excitement as a result, because I think Marin wants nothing more than the radio to take off. And I think she's right, and I agree. So anyway, the final session of the day, formal session, to be clear. And if this is a formal session, beware, was Talkie Tina. Tell Some Tales with Tina Morden. Now, funny story behind the scenes of this one. So this was late, so I was kind of outside of the realm of watching it. But I wake up this morning and I look at the Slack channel we have of summer camp. And I see a kind of back and forth where Taylor's like, I don't think this session's going to be happening. It's 2 minutes in. And then he automatically puts another thing in, like, this is the creepiest moment and it hasn't even started, is what shows up in StreamYard ready to be streamed is the doll. There is no person behind Talkie Tina. Literally the doll shows up and gives the session. Really, really nuts. I love that the individual behind Talkie Tina has so into it. It's like a method acting. So anyway, let's listen to this session. Because like Tom, this person is off the hook. I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. And I'm sure we'll hear that creepy voice. Let's keep going. Glad I hear.
Sometimes we have to ask a question. Why is it that some people don't like dolls? And so I was talking to a psychologist, and she was telling me some things that I could tell you so that you might not be so scared of dolls like me. because I'm not creepy. So,
Tina, you're creepy.
But anyway, one of the things she said was that if things like dolls make you scary with goosebumps, you're not alone. They haven't done very much research about it, but they have said that you just have to look at all the movies and TV shows that have dolls and toys that kill people to realize that a lot of people do get scared from dolls. So the question is, what is it about dolls that are so scary to some people? Now, what she said was that when you're a kid, you're not actually afraid of a doll. So it's not that you're born being scared of dolls.
So, okay. And like, I don't know if you should or shouldn't listen to that session. I think you should, because it is the Talkie Tina, like, how would I say, dynasty or, you know, thread of DS-106 started when we did the DS-106 Zone, which was a DS-106 class based on Twilight Zone. It was in 2013, I think. June of 2013, a summer class. And it was great. But this individual, who I not reveal, got Talkie Tina and took the character in DS-106 to a new level, so that people started putting badges on their blogs like, hey, I'm a true friend. And if you weren't a true friend of Talkie Tina, the fear was, because Talkie Tina's from a Twilight Zone episode, and the doll throws people downstairs. So the fear was that the doll would show up and you would trip over the doll or somehow fall down your stairs if you did not commit to being a true friend. Yeah. Anyway, wonderful. I love it. So that is day 4 of DS-106 summer camp. Truly another great day of summer camp, another great day of DS-106 radio. And now we're going to look forward to what's going to go on today as we close out the camp. But before we do, I got more Repo Man for you coming up right about now.
Guys that make it are the guys that get in their cars at any time. Get in at 3 a.m., get up at 4. That's why there ain't a Repo Man I know that don't take speed.
Speed, huh?
Jesus Christ.
I never broke into a car, never hotwired a car, kid. I never broke into a trunk. I shall not cause harm to any vehicle, nor the personal contents thereof, nor through inaction let that vehicle or the personal contents thereof come to harm. It's what I call the repo code, kid. Don't forget it. Etch it in your brain. Not many people got a code to live by anymore. Hey, look at that. Look at those assholes over there. Ordinary fucking people. I hate them.
Me too.
What do you know?
See, an ordinary person spends his life avoiding tense situations. Repo Man spends his life getting into tense situations. Assholes. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah.
Kiss 106 Radio. That's Fear, Let's Have a War, off the original soundtrack of Repo Man. You also heard before that Harry Dean Stanton giving his repo code. And I think we could rework that as a reclaim code, perhaps without the speed. But that's some good stuff. Okay, so what do we got going on today? We don't have a war, thankfully. We have the end of day 5 of DS106 Radio Camp. You're listening to the beginning of it. This is the final Good Morning Camper session with me, your host, Jim Groom. It's been a fun run to do this. I am not as prepared, surprise, surprise, as our guests, but that's just so I make them look good. You know, that's I have a reason to do this, to run it this way. Remember that. Anyway, the first session after this will be, so the second session, but first formal session. Am I confusing you? Because I'm confusing me. Will be called Celebrating 11 Years of Reclaim with, wait for it, with, wait for it, special guest, wait for it, Lauren Hanks. Reclaim can't get enough of Lauren, it appears. Lauren is definitely a regular return to the Reclaim ranks. It's almost a year now since Lauren has left Reclaim. Can you imagine that? And we're going to be able to catch up with her, find out all the things that are happening and reflect on 11 years of reclaiming. That's crazy to think we've been around for 11 years. And Lauren knows it well because she was with us for so many of those 11 years. So stay tuned, because up next is a Reclaim Love Fest with Lauren Hanks. Yeah. Okay. After that, oh, this is good. This will give me a good chance to kind of plug my own session. So I started a plenary session called Blog or Die. Turns out most of the people who were supposed to be part of the session can't come. So I decided to completely open up the session for anyone who wants to come and join us with Blog or Die. I hope you do. Otherwise, it's going to be a very short session. And we don't want that, right? You don't want to just listen to me vamp for an hour. Although, I'll do it. I'm not afraid of it. I would rather have people with me talking about blogging or dying. So I'm going to put the session in the chat right now. And I want people to join us at 11 o'clock, at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can join there and you'll be part of the Blog or Die session. And we can talk about blogging or dying. Which one's better? So you're only not going to join, like, listen. You're going to jump into that StreamYard link and be part of the session. So I would love it. Yes, that's your option. You only have one option. You either blog or die. You could do both, but it's going to take some time. So anyway, that's there. Join us at 11 a.m. Jump in. We have a kind of a fun little ongoing playful, have you blogged yet today at Reclaim, that I know a lot of the Reclaimers love/hate. So anyway, that session will be happening at 11 after our celebration of 11 years with Lauren at 10. So definitely jump in. Now that I know you're around, Tom, no meetings, you got to join that because I need you. So anyway, I'm putting the bat signal out. Please help me. The bat signal is out. Yes. Anyway, at noon after that session, which we will see how that goes or doesn't go, there's yet another DJ who will be spinning the hits from Reclaim. I'm not sure who that DJ is, so someone can fill that in the message, because we've had so many good DJs. We had Pilot on the third day. Yesterday we had Jason, and I'm sure we'll have someone who else joins us. And Tom's there, so it's officially a session. Yeah! Now, that will be for 2 hours, Lunchtime Tunes. And then at 2 p.m., we will have Pilot Session, which is longtime listener, last time caller. And I'm going to read the description because, like Tom's, it is wonderful. Welcome to the A-Rockopalypse, where sweet jams and shredding the world, we're reaching the teardown that follows this concert we call life. But even as the big picture is breaking down, we're still working to fix the small things. If your website's down, your car's kaput, or your flame-throwing guitar isn't igniting properly, you know what to do. Call Armageddon's own one and only Fix-It Hotline radio station. Longtime listener, last time caller is a role-playing game about a radio station broadcasting at the end of the world. This session, which will happen remotely and run about an hour, takes inspiration from Car Talk and Mad Max. You just don't expect any realistic advice. Pilot will play the role of the radio host. If you like to play a caller, please reach out and let them know so they can get you all the info you need to join. So if you have not reached out to Pilot, use the forum now to connect and become a caller. I definitely want to become a caller. And that show kind of reminds me of a show I was talking about on one of the sessions, maybe the one with Joe from Storytelling Center or Story Center, where Brian Lamb, Tom Woodward, and myself, Brian Lamb played a radio host, Tom played a caller, a disbelieving caller, and I played someone who was pretending to come back from the future to sell everybody education insurance. That was one of the funnest sessions we've ever done, all audio in Second Life. Yeah, that is very fun. So anyway, if you are so inclined, reach out to Pilot. Pilot, hopefully you have callers. If you don't, let's drum them up today. And that sounds like an amazing session. So yeah, good. Oh yeah, Anne-Marie is going to be in the session too. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Okay, we're rocking. We're rolling. It's now on like Donkey Kong. And then 3 p.m. Eastern, this is the final session of the day. This is the goodbye campus session. And, you know, this is 5 minutes long, I think. It's very short, seemingly. But I think it's just a quick roundup and a goodbye. And a thank you for all, I imagine, for all the amazing work people have done over the course of the last 5 days, which has been a very fun 5 days. And again, major kudos to Marin for dreaming it up and making it happen. Really, really, really love it. Now, I have essentially given you a sense of what happened yesterday while at the same time preparing you for what's coming today. And that's kind of been my job as the morning DJ. And now I want to ask you, because I like feedback, on a scale of 1 to 10, for those of you listening, how would you have rated my morning show? And actually, it can't be anything less than a 9, just so you know. If it's less than a 9, it's not valid. So it has to be at least a 9. And you can do over 10, but the scale is 1 to 10. And I'll just wait for those. I'll just vamp into those assessments come in, because, you know, this is educational technology. We do need the assessment. Taylor, I see you're typing. Please don't. No, that's wrong. 7:10. Okay, we're going to have an HR meeting. There it is. I don't know what those stars mean, but they're more than 10. Right, Marin? Right. 12, exactly. You're correct, Pilot. 7, no. Yeah. You're not getting the point, people. Some of us are not getting the point. One of these kids is doing his own thing. One of these kids is not the same. So I don't know how many of you remember Repo Man. I don't know how many of you have seen Repo Man. Maybe many of you have not seen Repo Man. Thank you. There you go. DJ pre-coordinated subject heading, you are right. 10 is 10. Nice. They go to 11. Anyway, the end of Repo Man has something that I think summer camp may have needed more of, which is basically aliens. I don't think we had enough UFOs flying ships. But Repo Man, what happens is the car, which has some sort of plutonium or something in its trunk that is toxic. Anyway, Emilio Estevez at the end, with Harry Dean Stanton, get in this car and they fly over Los Angeles. They fly over the city in the car, and it's toxic green. Like the car you'll see in the visual on the Reclaim hosting site when it goes to migrations, there's two people in like radiation suits outside this green car, and that's from Repo Man. So anyway, that's the final bit of Repo Man, which takes you, you know, outside of the film. It finishes the film. It's kind of a high note. They're flying around LA in a car. That's toxic. It's kind of appropriate, I think. There's an analogy there if we're looking for stretched analogies. So that's how I'm going to end this. This is a song by The Plugs. We opened with The Plugs. I think it's appropriate we close with The Plugs. This is called Real 10. It's an instrumental. It's one of my favorite songs off the album. And this is what will slowly take you out of the Good Morning Campers show to the next 11-year celebration of Reclaim hosting with Lauren Hanks. Stay tuned. And until then, thank you, campers. Stay golden.